The Czech government has already caused a stir with a recent PR campaign for the country's forthcoming EU presidency, which starts in January. TV and newspaper adverts suggesting that Europe will be given a taste of its own medicine when the Czechs take over have left the international press asking what exactly Prague is trying to say about the political institution it is about to lead. Now the government has unveiled another of its strategies to publicize the presidency, which seems no less controversial. A totalitarian circus is set to represent the Czech Republic at home and abroad during the country's EU presidency. Rosie Johnston met producer Daria Špačková to ask her what was planned.
We call it a totalitarian circus, and it's a conceptual area, mobile area, and has a three basic parts. Like, first is the exposition, where the whole history of totality, not even in Czech Republic, but all around Europe, is written or somehow graphically signed. And then there is a second part, which is a totality simulator. This is some kind of, let's say, game, when the visitor can have the new identity of somebody, of someone who was born in totality in the beginning, let's say in 40s or 50s, and goes through the totalitarian time till the Velvet Revolution. And the third part is the hall where concert and theater performance will take place.
And am I right in thinking that this is actually going to be touring round Europe, much like a circus would, that this is going to be in about 10 different European towns?
Yes, that's our wish for now. Yeah, of course, it will start in Prague, maybe also finish in Prague. And then we are cooperating, or we are negotiating with Budapest in Hungary, Bratislava, of course, Bucharest, then we would like to go to Stockholm, Tallinn, Riga, then also, of course, Brussels and Berlin.
This is going to be part of the Czech government's presentation of the presidency. And it's sort of looking to the past. Isn't this a rather... What sort of message does this put across about the Czech government's presidency?
The main message is like, we, young people, all the team is around 30s, we would like to point to other people, to younger people, to be afraid and to be careful that totality can come again. We would like to show how the totality was bad, how was the living hard, and how was the living strange and weird for people, and that we have to be careful about totality can come again.
Rosie Johnston talking there to Daria Špačková, producer of the totalitarian circus, which is set to represent the Czech Republic during the country's EU presidency.